10 Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Show, live from Ferd Sports Bar and Grill, providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros in Champa Bay. Now, here's your host, Mike Rickard.
On this Saturday, November 27th, 2021. This is the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, powered by RadioSt.Pete.com on the Tan Talk family of stations and streaming live on StPeteSportsConnection.com. Right down here at Ferg's in the heart of Champa Bay, a very brisk fall day, perfect for the last weekend of college football. There's Andy DeLay walking up. He'll be my first guest. Brandy Winans with me as we are blasting out on our six-station network on the Tan Talk family of stations. I want to thank Big Ed up in Clearwater, Joe Boudreau on the controls in, he's over in Reddington Beach. So we've got double duty today, and this place is jam-packed. Upstairs is the Michigan watch party for Michigan, Ohio State, and a game of very little significance, which is unusual, Florida State. But still, it's an in-state rivalry, and we know how much they love each other on the last game of the year. And then you've got Auburn, Alabama. We've got an Alabama watch party here as well. So just a superb day. Oklahoma State. A lot of playoff ramifications will take place today in college football. And there's not a better place in the Tri-County area than Ferg Sports Bar and Grill across from the Trop, where they've been for 29 years. We just had the 29th anniversary celebration on Wednesday, and it was an absolute blast. And I want to congratulate Mark for what he's done for the sports community and for myself, and we've just been blessed. We're blasting out, as I said, on WTAN AM 1340, 106.1 FM, WZHR AM 1400, and 104.3 FM, WDCF AM 1350 and 102.3 FM. One thing I want to remind our audience, the sports fans, actually, if you're up north, 1350 and 1400, they air all the Tampa Bay Lightning games, and the Lightning were victorious last night, 3-0 over I still can't get over this name, the Seattle Kraken. Anyway, I need to look up what the definition of Kraken is. But let's look back at the week in sports, as it was, Ferg's front to front row. I do a 2-minute sports update every day if you want to tune into Sunshine 96.7 or one of our six affiliates. It's on about 8 o'clock, and it gives you a snapshot of what happened the night before in sports. And that's gotten a lot of favorable response. But today, let's go over the college games, as I just did a little bit. And they're all beyond the 94. I have to keep raising that number, you know, Brandy, every week. 94 televisions. I told Mark the only thing that I am not happy about is there aren't any in the men's restroom. Now, rumor has it that there's actually a television in the women's bathroom. That will bother me.
Yes, we have there a TV is. In the ladies' room. Yes, we do.
That's Brandy Winans, an accomplished author, and you name it, in the Tampa Bay area. She's been involved, but that doesn't make me happy. I'm going to be robbing. I'll hang it myself. Anyway, the 94 channels.
Sports, too.
You women come into our bathroom all the time. So, you know what? I'm just going to start popping in to check scores. Hey, ladies, don't worry about me.
Hey, listen.
Keep your business going. I just want a score.
I'll give you a photo of it.
Yeah.
You can see what game is on in there.
Anyways, they said Ohio State, Michigan right now. And that is upstairs, if you're a Michigan fan, Ohio State fan, you might want to stay down here with your brethren. Florida State, Miami, and Duke, Alabama, Auburn. That's a big game, with the exception of the fact that Auburn won't be able to hang with them. Penn State, Michigan State would have been a superb final game of the year, but Michigan State just got blown away last week, 49-3 to Ohio State. And Oregon State, these are all those great in-state rivalries. Oklahoma State, still on the outside looking in. Cincinnati's hoping. They're pulling for Boomer Sooners today. And then my Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And I couldn't go with broadcast without saying congratulations to the University of Iowa Hawkeyes.
Absolutely.
Yesterday,
that big trophy.
I was in my office yesterday. I have an office here now at Ferg's. I think he just wants to keep an eye on me. Anyway, I was up there, and I thought, well, I have work to do. I'm just going to pin it and just get updates on the scores. Well, the Hawks were down 21-6. I'm madder than hell. And then a little bit later on, I just hear this. It's crazy. And the place was, you know, relatively quiet. And I better go down. The Hawks scored 19 points in the fourth quarter. It was in Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, stinking Lincoln. If you're a Hawk fan, and I grew up on the Missouri River, I could see that cesspool of Nebraska right across from there. Yeah, we're a little passionate. Well, that's what these games are.
I think they rubbed it in just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, but it was an absolute blast. I came down and hung out with some people that actually happened to be from my hometown, Sioux City, Iowa. And had a great time, then went back to work.
Great games on today.
Oh, and tomorrow, Eagles, again, the Eagles fans, they have the entire second floor because they don't play well with others. And they'll have a lot of fun up there. They take on the Giants, Texans, Jets, Bengals, Steelers, the Bucks and Colts. There'll be a Bucks watch party. Mac will be at the top of his game as he was last week here. And I'll tell you what, the Colts are red hot, so that's going to be a tough game.
I got to tell you, though, my Raiders had a great game the other night. They almost lost it, but then I saw yesterday that it was the most watched season game in history in 30 years.
On Thanksgiving Day, and I will tell you, I actually was pulling for the Raiders because I'm a fan of every team that plays the Dallas Cowboys. So, I mean, I was ecstatic for that victory. I was actually down here. I think you, I told you that.
Yeah.
I want to thank Mark Ferguson and his wife Sherry for inviting me to volunteer on Thanksgiving. We were down here feeding the Coast Guard. It was really cool. You really dug that, Andy.
The pictures were amazing. I'm sorry I wasn't down here with my own.
I made it look like I was actually serving grub.
Did.
No,
I was the
gopher. It was a food drive too. So people would bring, and I had my little operation right here with my tubs. I take their food. Our buddy Billy McGee, of course, yep. He's schmoozing. He's supposed to be my state, you know, staging them for me. And Billy's over here and over there. But we had an absolute blast. The St. Pete and the Clearwater Coast Guard and some.
His outfit was quite colorful.
Billy is quite colorful.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
I loved it. It was great.
All right. So Panthers, Dolphins, big Dolphins fan base comes down here. Patriots, Titans. You got the Falcons, Jags, Chargers, Broncos, Rams, Packers, 49ers, Vikings, Ravens, Browns, and Monday Night Football has the Washington football team and the Seahawks. And you're going to hear a lot of noise in the background. That's Ohio State fans. As I said, we quarantined upstairs the Michigan fans. And, oh, is this the Gators?
The Gators just scored.
I was just going to go out on a limb and say, and by the way, if you want some tips, call your bookie right away because Florida State is going to hand it to Florida today. And now that's why these in-state rivalries with that much passion,
I got to go with my Noles. All right, so we'll have a little rivalry side bet here of a dollar.
And I'm not pulling for Florida. I won't bet on any of your teams.
Okay, okay.
You think you invented football down here? No. Midwest teams.
But I just saw Andy going with the Gator slogan there. Are you a Gator fan, Andy?
I really don't care. Gators, yeah. Why not? My buddy went there.
All right.
He's a racing guy. You guys can look at her coat.
I know. We got.
We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Team on
All right. So let me finish up with the. A wrap up yesterday. If you're a golf fan, and even if you're not, you like drama and unique combinations. Bryson DeChambeau. If you're just on the surface golf fan, you may have heard of this monster. He looks like he's roided up, but he's not. And he pounds the ball about 350 average. And that's not kidding. Average drive. Brooks Koepka, who went to FSU, they were both on the Ryder Cup together. And Brooks Koepka, he's a little full of himself. Bryson DeChambeau, people think he is. He's just a social idiot. Well, these two have had a battle going on throughout the entire season, and they kissed and made up for the Ryder Cup. But then Now, made for TV, and it was good. It was only nine holes. Used to have these matches. You know, you had Brady against Rogers. You had Tiger against Lefty. And that's all for charity, and Steve Wynn, you know, underwrites it. It was in Vegas, nine holes. They played yesterday. Charles Barkley is the color analyst.
He's hysterical.
Mickelson on the mic is superb, actually. I can see, well, he's made so much money, I don't know if he'd want to. He could replace Nick Faldo in the world of golf coverage. He's that good. And he's witty, and he puts some great insight into it. And he and Charles go back and forth. And he has actually elevated Charles Barkley's pathetic swing, where he's a decent golfer, and he plays all the time. But Brooks Koepka, they played nine holes, you know, and it's match play. DeChambeau, he basically, boy, like you do in the Ryder Cup, it's 4-3, and they called it quits. But I think together, and this was a great cause, they generated 4 million meals to impoverished people.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I think that was an absolute
wow.
Superb.
I'm just seeing, along with Florida and Florida State, right next door is the Buckeyes, the Ohio State and Michigan game. That is going to be one hell of a game today, too.
It is right now, honey. Upstairs, I just haven't heard any screaming yet. All right, and so I tell you what. Here's the lineup for today's show. It's very diverse. We're going to start out with my good buddy, Andy DeLay. I'm a little upset he didn't bring his wingman with him, Buster, but Buster's got a lot better things to do than hang out with a 65-year-old dinosaur and who's going to steal all of his soccer knowledge. Where's my buddy? He's on vacation?
Yeah. My son, Buster DeLay, he's up with his grandparents in North Carolina.
Well, you know what? That's where he should be. I mean, family first, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's Thanksgiving, and he loves his grandparents. That's good.
I bet he's going to be down tomorrow night, though, for the Rockies game. He's not missing that.
The plane comes in for him at 5 o'clock. He will be at Al Lang before 7.
He'll be, and his shuttle's going to be right there at the front, right?
His mom, his shuttle, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's tomorrow, 8:30, and that's for the USL Championship. The Rowdies take on Orange County, and if you have been listening to the show, this Buster DeLay, has he had a birthday or is he still 14?
He's 15. He turned up.
Oh, well, I'm not so impressed now. He's 15. This kid is a soccer genius, kid you not, we're going to start doing segments. We're getting our video studio upstairs, and I'll tell you what, that young man, I don't care if you're talking World Cup. I had Mark Lindsay on he's from England, and he's been in the sport. I want those two to meet for 5 decades.
Yeah.
He provided a lot of input, and he played in England, and then he was at the Rowdies. He played all over the world. Had dinner with Pele, just a cool guy. Buster would be in heaven. It's like him going to the Smithsonian Museum sitting next to Mark Lindsay. But I bet you Buster would know everything this guy had in his gray matter.
Yeah, my kid's he's an encyclopedia of soccer, let me tell you.
All soccer. So that's at 1:30. And then I think I have taken care of all that business. So now it's time to bring someone that knows. Oh, here's the lineup today. We got the man next. We're going to talk about NASCAR and the season wrap-up. Matt Gudorf, he's going to break down Florida State high school playoffs. Teams advanced to the semifinals last night, several teams in the region, and he played several of those teams. They had a great season, Boca Ciega. I'm looking forward to a conversation with him. Frank Maggio, I like to raise the bar on the IQ level, even though I can't hang with him. But Frank Maggio is going to come down and talk the world of sports marketing, sports advertising, as well as sports gambling these days, and the impact. And we all seen this in Florida right now. And Paul Mazzabica is going to join him. So it will be it'll be like the Sopranos. I got a couple Italian guys down here. They may not like that comment.
Oh,
and then we'll wind down with Ray Kennedy. And he is he's actually an expert on Bucks. Follows him closely. He's had podcasts for, 8-10 years. But right now, the guy that's had racing shows for, a dozen years now?
Oh, no, since 2008.
Man, you're old.
For radio.
Man, you're old.
I am.
You're successful at it. I tell you, I love the way your production. And I need to talk to your production guy because I'm doing a lot of tweaks and bells and whistles to our world.
Yep.
And maybe I could encourage him with a few dollars to...
Yeah, Wayne Owens. He produces Burning Rubber Radio. He's been with me for a decade.
Okay, we haven't had you on for a while. Let's talk Burning Rubber Radio, how it got started, and your footprint is wide now, especially streaming, man.
Oh, yeah. Thankfully, we're on NASCAR Digital Media. Of course, we're on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7.
96.7,
yeah. Excuse me. I want to get slapped for that one. And it's really cool, you know. I retired in law enforcement back in 06, and then just on a whim decided to get into radio without having a clue what I was doing. You know, BSing goes a long way.
Hey, I do want you to, I know you're tired when I have you come on and tell them the story. Would you please tell the story again of how you came up with the name? He just, on a whim, he had an idea. He wanted to start a racing show. So he didn't have any notes, nothing. And you called somebody?
At the time, it was Jeremy Mayfield's people. Of course, he was a NASCAR driver, got wound up in a bunch of stuff. But anyway, you know, I had no clue. It's just kind of going with this, other than being a race fan. And called up his people, and they said, well, you know, I didn't know what a PR rep was back then. It was his PR people. And I said, hey, I'd like to have Jeremy Mayfield on my show. And she goes, well, what's the name of the show? This is how far I had thought into this, right? And I looked over at my buddy, Charles Robinson, who was at the time my co-host. And I said, well, let's call Burning Rubber Radio. That's how we went with it. Then she goes, what's your web address? I look at him and I cover the phone up. I said, you need to go grab burningrubberradio.com on the web. And he did. And he put under construction sign up. I said, well, it's burningrubberradio.com.
Definitely under construction, folks. Under creation, under construction, and content. Content creation.
Yeah, talking about learning, and then, of course, I don't know if I told y'all about the first night, our first radio show.
I want to hear, listen to this one, because she's a radio gal.
Oh, you're going to love this. we're in London, Kentucky market. And
big market, London, Kentucky.
Huge, right? Southeast Kentucky.
Yeah, and, about 10, 12 people listening.
Yeah, right, and a dog and a cat, don't forget that. And we go into the station, I forgot what it was, in the little station that, and I learned all about radio. It's not what you know, it's how much money you bring to the table and all that
You're
stuff.
You're kidding. Look at this operation.
That's kind of like racing, a whole bunch like racing. But anyway, we're sitting there and the station manager's in there with us. I've never seen a board before, you know, what you sit in front of. I just know there's a microphone there and I'm going to talk into it. So me and Charles Robinson's are sitting there, and this is no lie. The station manager's like 7 o'clock in the evening. He comes over and he goes, this button, when you go on there, if you get someone on the phone, you throw this switch. I don't know. And then when you guys are all done, make sure you hit this button so we go back on the air. Okay, and I'm sitting there going, okay, he's going to watch. Then he gets up and he walks out the door and he goes, oh, yeah, by the way, lock the door when you guys leave.
Nothing says small town radio like that.
Oh, my gosh. And then it's like 2 minutes to airtime and I'm going, oh, did you catch that, Charles?
Here, over here. That happened to me up in Iowa. My first gig, and I was horrible. Not that I've advanced much further, but this guy it was a Christian Catholic radio station, and he was just looking for content. I had a little rag paper like this. It was 12 pages. He goes, well, why don't you take Local Sports Connection and start radio? I'm like, start radio?
Yeah, what?
He goes, yeah, in fact, next week. I'm like, well, I can't pass this idea up. Same thing. So I'm thinking these luxurious studios, and I'm listening to Clear Channel and all this stuff.
Right.
Well, it's family owned. It was, I swear to God, in a cornfield. You couldn't see it when the corn was high. It was a little house. This is your studio? Oh, yeah. It was a little house that they remodeled.
Oh,
same
wow.
gig. I said, now, who's the board operator? Well, you'll have to bring somebody. I said, I don't know anybody on radio. He goes, I'll do it the first night. So he sat in with me, and it was, here's how I saw it. The post line in college football, Purdue, Indiana, take under in the defensive struggle that is BYU. I mean, I was pathetic. And oh, he said, hey, you did a really great job. I go, you're a liar. You just want somebody on that hour. A cornfield. People say, can we come out and see the studio? No, Children of the Corn, you're not coming out to see us, man. Yeah.
Build it and they will come. They start walking out of the corn. Right?
Yeah. Well, the fans weren't walking out. The listeners weren't walking out of the corn, I can assure you. But I had two.
WPLP Talk Radio, the first radio station I was at here, it was in Seminole, and it was out by Lake Seminole, out in the middle of nowhere.
They got horses and cattle around that one.
Yeah, and then you walk out the back door when the guys would smoke a cigarette. And their alligators are staring at you, right, wanting food. I mean, yeah, same thing.
Well, yeah.
You gotta love that.
Yeah, I was on 10:40 a.m., and same deal. I thought, I'm back in Iowa. I mean, you got cattle. And this is right in Seminole, and you got horses, and they're two huge towers,
yeah,
and it's a modular home. It's a modular home, and it's just a piece of crap. Oh my God.
Oh, Lord, you got to love it.
That's why J.P. Peterson, who's superb, has been doing it out of his home for years.
But the signal was great.
Absolutely. It was a blowtorch. It's the only reason you want to be on it. Still a blowtorch and mismanaged. I don't care if they listen.
Okay.
All right, so let's get to where you are in the 21st century.
Okay.
All right, so you and Jersey Bell.
Yep.
Have partnered up, and you cover everything from open wheel to NASCAR.
Yeah, the whole cast, and if you're listening on RadioSaintPete.com, you
there
just heard
be.
Us. You just heard us, and I warned you all that I'd be on this show today if you listened last hour.
Well, I like those kind of promos, brother. No, you warn them. Now, there's a guy that's hosting the show. Don't mind him, but I'll be on.
Yeah, right. So anyway, let's see. We've got, of course, Bobby Dale Earnhardt, good friend of mine. That's Dale Sr.'s grandson, Kerry Earnhardt's son. He, of course, drives in the Xfinity Series, and he's one of my hosts on the show, and he gives all of our insight from a driver's
perspective. Isn't that great to have a driver's perspective?
Oh, yeah.
It's like when I get all these NFL guys and Major League Baseball guys. People don't want to hear your perspective.
That's
my perspective. You haven't been behind the wheel in those conditions. I've never been at that level. So fans really respect when you have somebody like that.
Yeah, I love Bobby Dale. He's been a buddy of mine, good friend of mine for years. But then, of course, we've got Jeremy Taylor. He's our in the garage guy. He just got hired. I guess I can say it here because he just got hired up with Colic Racing. Going to be turning wrenches on A.J. Allmendinger's cup car this year.
Is that a big move for him?
Oh, huge. He was just came from Roush, so they brought Kozlowski in, and they booted a bunch of folks out of there when Kozlowski went to Roush. So he landed on his feet. I'm proud of him.
I got to ask you that. You know, it's in any sport, you know, professional sport, during the season, after the season, there's trades, guys get cut, guys retire. Is that the same thing with these racing teams?
It's... You know,
I thought it was consistency in racing teams.
No.
Not anymore. There's too much money.
It's so vagrant. These poor guys on these teams, you know, they can be fully funded, turning wrenches for these guys, changing tires, giving all their hours and life to their team. And then at the end of the season, if the folks decide, well, we're going to go elsewhere with our money, they're out looking for a job.
And that's sad.
It's the way it is.
Now... Do these wealthy, I know the wealthy team owners, they change drivers a lot, don't they?
Yeah, you know, like Penske, you really have, in NASCAR, as far as the Cup Series go, you really have some major players, and the rest are kind of here and come and go. Colic, what I just said, they're up and coming. They won this year with A.J. Allmendinger at Indy. And I really see a lot coming with them, and it's great to have Jeremy kind of on the inside there at Colic. Hendrick Motorsports, RCR, Richard Childress Racing, used to be a powerhouse. I don't know what the deal is with them lately, but RCR, they still build a lot of engines for a lot of teams. Roush Kozlowski Racing, I guess it is. RK, I don't know, whatever. They're supposedly a powerhouse. Now, I know Roush used to be.
Now, let me ask you this. We're talking to Andy DeLay from Burning Rubber Radio. You can hear him right here on RadioSaintPete.com each and every Saturday. And you guys do a little segment, too, each week. little snapshot of the world of racing, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We talk about, especially this kind of year, anything that's going on.
You're looking for content. I know. I know. I go from baseball, you know, you got all those games, you know, 162 yeah. games, and I do that two-minute sports update. I'm typing words to make it sound real long, you know. It's called filler. It's called editorial filler. And I'm sure that Joe and Big Ed look and go, what the hell is this today? Well, I'm telling you, sometimes, like on a Wednesday in midweek right now, you got some NHL, you got some NBA, and you got the same situation
oh
now.
Oh, my gosh, right now. But thankfully, we got guys like Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, some of these big names out dirt racing right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And Kyle Larson,
I love
he's
dirt
just
racing.
A beast.
Well, I think I told you, I flushed some money down the toilet back in my computer industry days with my buddy in Modifieds.
Oh, my God.
But, man, did I have fun.
As long as you had a good
time,
right?
I'm the owner.
Yeah.
My name's on the, I never said that. But I actually would want to go down in the pitch, you know. And these guys are all big old boys. Like, get him the hell out of here.
You know, you he's the owner. Just make sure the check clears.
Go get some beer for us. Like, what are you doing here, fellas? And they'd look again like, if you don't know what we're doing, you do not be along in this garage.
You know, it's as far as my one-hour show, Burning Rubber Radio, of course, we got him, Jersey Bill. We've got a new and upcoming kid, Zachary Mertez, who's going to be running in the truck series next year. He's on my show now. But that's, you know, we can talk about stuff. There's one thing that is on the on RadioSaintPete.com. Is every day you can listen in. Like you said, you had a two-minute update. Yeah, we do, too, the Burning Rubber Racing
and
report.
I love yours. I tell you what, yours and mine, the way they start, energize the people listening to that station.
They energize and turn them off.
It's not on that long, so they can tolerate
right,
it.
Yeah.
It wakes them up in the morning. I told Joel, it's like a jolt of Java.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I said this to you the first time. You know, this guy... Joe does a great job of talking about the local radio. He's got a radio voice. And then you've got the guy with a British accent talking about something. Mm-hmm. And they're so slow and, you know, sound so educated. And then you got me. Welcome to the Sports Connect and 2 Minute Sports Update. Get your butts up.
You know, and then, of course, my nickname in radio is the Sheriff. So I've taken that to the Burning Rubber Racing Report. You know,
I like that.
Sheriff Andy DeLay.
Well, you were the Sheriff. Okay, so let's go back and talk about if a team has a bad year.
Okay.
You know, does most of that onus, well, from the fans' perspective, probably, goes on the driver, doesn't it?
And that's a shame. Because
that's what I wanted to ask.
It's not. You know, these guys, you got a championship.
It's not a level playing field with the engines, the
That's
cars.
What I, well, you know, this year's going to be a whole new ball game. We have the Gen 7 car, also called the Next Gen car, that's going to kick off at the L.A. Coliseum here in February, which is going to be a joke. I'm sorry, folks, it is. That's going to be crazy. And then, of course, the Daytona 500 shortly afterwards. Nobody has any notes. Nobody's cheated up this car before. Nobody knows anything about a four corners of independent suspension. It is a clean slate. So
you like that?
I love it.
I think it's great.
Yes.
Every sport should have a level playing field, but every sport has people that are going to try.
Well, you know,
you're not cheating. You're not trying. They say in some sports.
Yeah, and that's the way it is in all racing. You know, if you're not running the ragged edge, you're not going to win. And if you're not in the gray areas, you're not going to win, because that's the truth.
Until, that's just a given.
That's right, you know. It's kind of like what I was in law enforcement. Or I still am, because I'm still off. Officer,
but you're taking care of schools. I like that.
Yeah, hoorah. But anyway, you know, it's, you got – I was always known for making policy in law enforcement. With
you
was? Oh, my God, yeah. But, you know, it's because the rule wasn't written. Well, it was after whatever I did or someone else did. And it's the same in racing, you know, that is, if the rule's not written, you go there. And once you get caught, they can't penalize you, but they can surely make a rule about it.
So push it as far as you can until they make a rule.
You know, that's right. And there is some good reading, folks, if you like this kind of stuff. Daryl Waltrip wrote a book, I guess, about 10, 15 years ago. On all about how he cheated.
I don't think Nolan Ryan or any of those Major League Baseball players are going to ever write a book about how they cheated now they're in the Hall of Fame. Well, they may. Those would be great memoirs. Jay wrote a book on how I cheat.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You know, and I was like, some really good ideas here, you know. You're putting nitrous in the frame rails, and then stuff like...
creativity.
Wait, oh, yeah, to weight the left side of the car down. This is really cool. You weight the left side of the car down, it turns left better, and they're all turning left, especially back then on these speedways. So they put all of these huge lead BBs inside the frame rails, and then where the jack hooks up to push the car up, that's the hole. There's a hole there, and then at the end of the race, so they could pass the post-race inspection, they Waltrip or whoever would turn a little thing and open up the hole where the jack goes in, and all the BBs would fall out.
That's brilliant.
That's awesome, you know.
Okay, so that's the question, and I ask novice questions because I only dipped my toe in to get involved modifieds and haven't followed racing that closely. Before every race, how early do they do the car inspection before you get checked off to be approved?
It's the day of,
kinda,
the morning.
Kind of like drug testing in the NFL or NBA or whatever.
Of course, you know, and it's the morning of, and then, you know, if they fail, they go through. You get three tries, and then they eject the car chief, the crew chief, and they find the driver.
For that race or down the road?
Well, you know, depends on usually for two or three races.
How many BBs?
Yeah.
How many BBs you loaded in there?
I'm not going to name the team or the person that told me this. Is when the team would go to load the car, you know, the cup cars up on the truck, the night before there would be somebody that would stay behind and make sure the car was ready in the morning to be loaded on the truck. Basically, the cheater. You go in there, cheat the car up, get it on there, so when it comes off the
cheat
car...
Cheat it up. Cheat it up for a W. That's, you know, classic.
But it's like that everywhere. I don't know.
I know it's not at the modified level where they don't even inspect these cars. My buddy was on dirt tracks in the Midwest forever, and I'd say... I thought that was legal. Well, who cares? Nobody's going to find out unless I win. And I'm not winning. I said, I know. I'm sponsoring you. I know you're not winning.
Oh, that's... And, you know...
Cheating, you're not winning. That's sad.
And what you brought up is very true in the world of racing. I'm not going to win. Well, why aren't you going to win? Well, you know, the guy next to me is putting out an extra 50 horses in his car, and he's got a pull-down rig for suspension work that costs a monstrous amount of money, and all of this and that, and these small teams can't afford it.
Well, and that's why I like the announcement you just gave us, that, and that's going to start at Daytona?
Daytona for the next-gen car, yes.
That will
be... Well, actually, the L.A. Coliseum.
Really?
Yeah.
That will be interesting, and we'll see how good these drivers are.
You know, it's a quarter-mile track. The same size of the track that goes around, you know, the high school football field. They're going to run, never ran next-gen cars, ever, except for these tests they've run it on. Never ran a quarter-mile track in
it's
the
Cup
Series.
Race. It'll be a lot of yellow flags.
It's going to be green, 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 red flag. It's a tracks block. This is going to be the biggest, as I say on Burning Rubber Radio, sewage show in NASCAR.
What do you call it? Demolition Derby?
Oh, my gosh, it is. You know, you watch. Mark my words, you heard it right here on the St. Pete Sports Connection.
Hey, now I'm certain that our buddy Jersey Bill, he's getting excited about 2022 with open wheel, you know.
That's it, yep.
Now, you may know this. The St. Pete Grand Prix, do they move it back to its original date after they moved it forward last year for COVID? I think they did.
Yeah, it's back in March.
Okay, good.
Back in March.
Well, we'll get set up at that event. And
let's get some folks down here.
Well, you're going to be there for sure, but I'm going to make sure we have a presence.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a good time down there. And you know what? What we need to do here on the St. Pete Sports Connection, I'm dropping a bomb on Mike here. He's looking at me
I'm always open to opportunity content, especially guys that can bring some value to the show versus the host.
No, you know, Mario Andretti, he lives right here in Palm Harbor. And there's several other drivers that live here locally. You know, I want to reach out to Mario. And not do I want to bring him not only on Burning Rubber Radio, but let's see if we can bring Mario or someone like that down here.
That'd
to the
be
St.
superb.
Pete Sports
and that's
Connection.
The direction we're going. with everything we've expanded, we'll be able to call him at home or call him in his car.
Yep.
And we're reaching, you know, the three county reach, and then of course our streaming devices and our platforms is going to go up by three with our myhoovy.com. I told you quite a bit about that, so I would love that.
Yeah. So Mario, if you're listening, expect some weird guy to call.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening. Hey Mario, give him a break when he calls. He used to be a sheriff.
Yeah.
And you're probably well noted for speeding in the area.
Okay.
No, Mario.
Oh, Mario.
Not you.
I was like, okay, don't tell my boss that, please.
No, I'm certain you aren't. How has the transition been from sheriff dealing with the bad guys to being out there taking care of the kids?
Well,
blood pressure's down a little bit.
Honestly, as in... In the Pinellas County Schools Police Department, we don't really deal with the kids that much. That's for the staff and the school to deal with. As far as I go, I deal with a lot of thefts and burglaries, and anyone that wants to go make a stupid scene at the school or whatever like that, they send us out there for. But as far as the children go, we really don't have that much interaction with the kids.
Gotcha.
The staff does that.
Well, you'd be great at that, though. I mean that in all sincerity. I mean that. So Buster will be at the Rowdies game.
He will.
8:30. Now, we had a debate because you're talking non-soccer people. Alex, who has the booth over there, he's a baseball coach from California.
Oh, okay, cool.
And he went to a Rowdies game. He loves it. And he said, well, you know what they actually call it? I said, well, you got puck drop, kickoff, first pitch. He goes, it's first pitch in soccer. I said, I guarantee you it's not first pitch. And so... Mark came, you know, last week, and he's obviously 50 years of playing worldwide soccer. He looked at us like, first pitch, you buffoons. First kick, why in the hell would you know? First pitch, here we are, first pitch. And he said, we're not playing cricket.
Uh-oh, it looks like the Seminoles just caught a long pass or a good punt return or something.
There's the Seminole Nation. Making a lot of noise.
Oh yeah, that's cool stuff.
With their Dan Mullen, he was fired, you know, last week. Dan Mullen, the coach.
Yeah.
So they got an interim coach. It's amazing. Sometimes the kids will circle the wagons for the interim coach, or they feel bad and they want to win it for the coach that was just shown the door. But there's too much emotion in a game like this.
Oh, my gosh, tons of it.
All right, so are you going to attend the game with your son?
I won't be there Sunday. Unfortunately, got other things I got to do. However, he's buddies with all the soccer players.
I know.
And, you know, he walks into Al Lang down there, 1,000 people over there. 15 years old, and all the guys on the field, usually the kids are like, oh, it's such a – they're like, hey, Buster, yelling to him in the stands. So he's good friends with them. Yeah, he's really good friends with them. One that's really good. We have a bunch of great guys on the Rowdies. Super, super, super nice people. But Sebastian Quinzotti has taken Buster under his arm. And he helps him with his podcast, you know, as far as putting it out and stuff like that. After the games, when Buster goes down there, he interviews all these guys. And Sebastian, of course, when
Buster interviews
them? Yeah, oh, yeah.
I bet those other media guys, when he first started this, are looking down and going, what's this snot-nosed kid doing here?
Exactly.
You know, I know how it felt, because they're like, who's this dude from nowhere all of a sudden in the media room? They're kind of... they're kind of protective of their media badges
and
how important
that.
They are. I finally got through that wall, but at first I'm like, you guys are a bunch of a-holes.
I understand.
I hope they were kind to him.
Oh, they've been great.
He has more knowledge in his pinky. They have to gather it. He's got it right here because he lives it.
Here's what kills me. We're up there watching the game. Yeah, this guy does this. They scored. It goes off some other guy. A million things happen during the game, right? Buster will be down there. And if you listen right here on RadioStPete.com, his show, I do believe Joe puts it on Wednesdays. If I'm wrong, Joe, let me know. But anyway.
You know what time it's on Wednesdays? I'll find out. I'll look these guys
up. I think it's at noon. I'm not positive. Anyway, he'll get down there after the game, okay? and he'll be with all these players. Hey, you did this, this, and this, and you bounced it off of such and such and such and such. How did it feel to do this? And I'm like, man, when I prepare for interviews, I can't do this.
He got it off the top of his head. I asked him a couple of questions here, and he's just rolling. I'm like, you got notes hidden.
It's
brilliant. I'm like, I'll be going to graduate from high school next year. But I'm looking around. Where are the notes at, pal? All right.
He's wonderful, and I think he's talking, maybe not. You know how things change, but he's talking about wanting to pursue broadcast media in college when he
graduates. He's got too many brains to make big money.
I was going to say, there's no money.
Your dad, you and grandparents, mom, you, gang up on him. Don't ray me. Do it while you're in college. Have a lot of fun.
That's right.
But you never know. With that much talent, he could propel him into the bigs right away.
He could, you know, and I said, son, I've had a successful radio show here, you know, with NASCAR and all of that stuff here since 2008. And I said, your father's a police officer. Now, you tell me what that means. There's no money in radio.
Yeah. When you're working for yourself, and even in today's world, the guys that are on iHeart, everybody thinks, they make big bank.
Nope.
They do not make big bank.
Not at all.
And I'm not trying to discourage anyone that wants to get in, because life's about pursuing your passion.
That's what it is.
And look at me. And I was making big bucks in the computer industry and losing big bucks. And I've had more fun doing this. I'm thankful.
Mike, I'll be honest. Okay, folks, make sure you listen to this, because you're going to hear somebody tell you how much they make each year in radio. Successful radio show on NASCAR Digital Media, Speed Sport Podcast Network, on several terrestrial stations, and, of course, on RadioSaintPete.com. All right, you're right. Get near the radio.
Write it down so you can plan your lifelong plan.
Right, here you go.
For wealth.
Nothing. I make absolutely nothing. And this is a hobby for me. Really, it is. It's a passion. And, you know, you don't start this just sitting in the car with your friend looking at them go, let's start a radio show. It's a passion, and there's been a lot of luck.
Oh,
and people that believe some of the stories. I told them way back in the day to get, until you're networked within whatever you're doing, baseball, soccer, you know, NASCAR for me. You know, you're ostrich. Who is this guy? Like,
oh,
you're
yeah.
saying, get out of here.
I remember I walked into the, speaking of Iowa, Nebraska yesterday, my first legit media pass to a big time event, Iowa, Nebraska, at Ames, Iowa, Iowa State. I walked in, I knew all these guys, the writers
yep.
were, you know, be like Tampa Bay Times, Des Moines Register, same ownership actually. And I walk in, and you got all the big radio guys, and they're like, somebody get this guy out of here. He's not supposed to be in here. That was their attitude. I'm like,
that's the truth.
Got the media. I could beat the hell out of all of them. I'm like, I'll see you when we get done here, pal. I mean, they're just rude. They were rude. That was the way to describe
it. I've been there. You know, when back in the early days of my show and stuff, when, of course, I'm there, and thankfully I didn't fangirl a lot. Like, I'm here with all of these people.
No,
I held it together, you know, but the minute you do that, folks, if you want to get in the media, and if you go somewhere, and I've told Buster this, no fanboying. And when you're media, you cannot do that kind of stuff, because they will toss you out in a heartbeat.
Well, and the other thing, and I've been blessed to meet some incredible people, you just talk to them like I'm talking
That's
to Brandy,
it.
I'm
exactly.
talking to Andy, you know, and they respect that.
That's
and
right.
And I typically ask them personal questions that are they're not offensive, and then they
Correct.
Start talking about their grandkids and the family. And that's a recipe for success as well.
That's it.
Yep.
So I'm totally with you. So it's really neat. It's all about who you know in media. And I cornered a few folks that were very successful, Mike Joy, a couple other folks like that I've worked with in the past. I said, Mike, how did you get into this business? I mean, how did you break into a national gig like you got? And he says, it's not about where you went to school. I said, okay, thankfully I have no schooling in radio, and it's nothing. It's not about anything other than networking and who you know and that type of thing. So,
and what we just talked about earlier, having a passion for
that's it.
It. Mm-hmm. Having a passion for it and getting to know people and the networking is building relationships.
That's right.
And it's building relationships that makes all the difference in the world. It isn't about what can you do for me. It's like, how are you? Let's talk about
that's
you.
Right.
Let's learn about why you're here, what your benefits, and what you can contribute. And
amen.
And then
that's right.
You develop the rapport and you develop the relationship, and it's about relationships first, and then they'll think about you. Oh, let's bring so and so on, or let's invite so and so here, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I would have let you kept talking, but I wanted you to talk in the mic there, beautiful. I'm so panicky that, you know, everything in the remote world go down, so I thought, oh, that's the control room.
Oh, no.
I checked. You know me, I talk with my hands.
Well, I know
like
that.
I'm half Italian.
The mic's falling all over the place. I'll tell you, that's why we're upgrading the mics, because of you.
Oh, my
gosh.
But
he's got the perfect mic. Do you like those boom mics?
I love it. I have one. Yeah, I think the thing's great.
Okay, so here's how smart I am. I look at that number, I think, oh, that's the control room up in Clearwater. So I listen, I dial it back. This is your Sam's Pharmacy. I'm an idiot. I apologize, folks. Keep putting up with me, because our show is going to be getting better, and we're going to be having incredible guests in 2022.
Mike, question.
Yes, sir.
Burning Rubber Radio here at beginning of the year. We're going video. That scares me to death, because I have a face for radio.
That's two of us.
Yep. And video, we're going to be doing along with our audio feed, of course. Now, you, too, are going to be delving into that. Am I correct?
In a big way. In fact, I'll do a little promo in a second for our Hoovy.tv, sportsconnection.tv. And what we're going to do is we're going to take your feed, after you guys have, do up north, and then we're going to stream it for you.
Oh, wow.
On our, we're looking for content. And we'll do the same thing with Buster. I know I haven't been in contact with a lot of people, because I've been so busy with the logistics of getting this ready for 2022.
That's great.
But we're counting on you guys to be one of our 11 different podcasts and live streaming on myhoovy.tv.
MyHoovy.
Yes, and that's the platform. But our own station is sportsconnection.tv.
Oh, I love it.
And we're going to broaden it with Tampa Bay Downs is going to have a show. Burning Rubber Radio. The Buster's going to have a show. What's his show? Rowdy's Report?
No, it's the World Soccer Report.
Perfect, because he talks the whole world of soccer. I'm glad he did that, because there is a Rowdy's Report on
yeah, they're Sunshine great Next guys, Week. The replacements or something like that. They're great.
Yeah. So, and then we're gonna have a Bucks with Rays and Lightning, and just have these, this channel running constant. On the tee, we're off Prep Connection High School. So I'm looking forward to expanding that. And that's all going to take place upstairs in this little space.
That's going to be awesome.
Got a green screen. We got some cameras coming in next week. And, yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to your contribution, too.
Well, thank you.
And our buddy Jersey Bill, because he does have a face for radio more than you, pal.
Yeah, yeah, he's my boss in real life. He's my sergeant in police work. And it's fun to be able to tell him how beautiful he looks, like you just did. On radio.
You're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection right here on Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We've got our six stations on the Tan Talk family of stations. But what Andy was alluding to is we're now part of the Hoovy organization out of Orlando. They're headquartered in Orlando. Hoovy is Finnish for fun, and Hoovy delivers fun, and that's what we're going to do in 22 with their streaming platform. We're sports meet lifestyles, and as I mentioned, we're going to have our own sportsconnection.tv channel. Stay tuned for that. We're upgrading. I've been really lax on our social media lately. We're going to be upgrading that aggressively. Facebook, we've got some wizards that are going to come into our foray in 2022. So you'll see a lot of upgrades there. The website's going to get a dramatic overview, as well as the Facebook. And then we're going to do the IG, Instagram, and I'm thinking we're even going to do some crazy TikTok stuff.
Wow.
Because it's all about views and audience, and that will do nothing. There's the Gudar family. Happy Thanksgiving. There's Matt and his wing women, all three of them. He's the head coach at Boca Ciega. He's going to be our high school insider here in a little bit.
Awesome.
And, yeah, so I'm really looking forward to the marriage between myhoovy.com and Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection.
I cannot wait. And also, folks out there, I want to do a shameless plug, too. if you would be so nice, if you go to Facebook, go to Burning Rubber Radio on Facebook and click that like button. I need all the followers I can get, believe me.
We all do, because we'll also talk about the monetization side of it.
Yes.
When we get down the road here, because I told you I'd help you. Well, I really haven't gone out and asked anybody to, because I wasn't going to waste an appointment with two bullets in my chamber.
There you
when
go.
Now I'm going in with six.
Excellent.
And six is better than two when they're giving the objections. And I actually went and bought some suits, long pants, dress. I'm going to have some dental work done. I'm thinking about getting a toupee.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but I'm ready to go hit corporate Tampa. So
if you get a toupee, I will swipe it off your head in about 2 seconds.
I commit Harry Carey, first of all. Get it, Harry?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that is not going to happen. Well, my friend, I'd certainly appreciate you coming down anytime. You're always a burst of energy. And I know how enormous the NASCAR world is. What'd you think of the cup winner this year, or the
Kyle Larson?
Yeah, are you a Kyle Larson guy?
If you're not a Kyle Larson guy, there's something wrong with you. I mean, you got to give the guy props. He's in great equipment at Hendrick, but he's doing stuff with that equipment that nobody did with the equipment before. Kyle Larson will be known as the greatest of all time before it's done. Yeah, I know Jimmy Johnson and Chad Kanaugh's team was supposed to be that, and I concur. However, Kyle Larson can drive the wheels off of anything he gets in, and the cat is absolutely
awesome.
How old
is he?
Oh, my gosh. I think he's in his early 20s.
Yeah, say he's a pup.
Oh, yeah. Him and Chase Elliott are teammates. I mean, that's the duo right there.
That's the future.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Bill Elliott's son?
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I follow a little bit.
Yeah. And, of course, Bill Elliott's still in things. He ran in the SRX series, Ray Evraham series with Tony Stewart this summer. And he did pretty good, you know, in his 60s, late 60s, I guess.
You know, this live radio, honey, Brandy, would you go find Coach Gudorf and grab him with his family? He just came by. She graduated from Boca Ciega, so she likes to have him on. She sings the fight song to these kids, and they just look at her like, fight song?
I love it.
They don't have the old pride like they used to back in the day, you know, of the fight song, the kids. They got their own rendition. So, you probably had a pretty quiet Thanksgiving with Buster in North Carolina.
Yeah, I did. You know, I was just sitting here getting ready for the St. Pete Sports Connection. Looks like your next guest coming up.
Yep, this is Matt Gudorf. He's the coach of Boca Ciega. This is Andy DeLay, and he's got a show called Burning Rubber Radio. You can hear it on Sunshine 96.7 FM each and every Saturday. And, my friend, we'll be talking. I appreciate you coming on again.
Thanks,
that's Andy DeLay. As I said, you're listening to the Tampa St. Pete
Thanks,
Sports
Andy.
Connection Radio Network.
And good seeing you too, bud.
Streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com, StPeteSportsConnection.com, and all the Tantalk stations as well, TantalkRadio.com. And now he's kind enough to come down and talk a little high school. I needed to get an expert in high school football, and thanks for coming down.
No problem.
It was
quite
a night in the region, and the next step is the semifinals in the high school playoff.
Correct.
Race,
yes.
Right.
Yep.
Now, last night, of course, Jesuit.
They won again. Didn't get scored on.
And you played Jesuit. I mean, would you just basically hand them the championship at this point?
No, not yet. They've got a really tough game this week. They'll play Miami Northwestern, who's always good. So.
Okay. Let me ask you this now. Is the state separated from a north and a south, like borderline?
As far
geographically, as far as the team, because here we got a Tampa team going to go play a Miami team. Now, if you have somebody in Tallahassee, could they end up playing a Miami team? Is that how it works?
That probably not until the finals.
Okay.
Yeah, but those Miami teams are different, man. They're incredible.
Well, I think it's incredible around here. I mean, you know, so the need for speed is not an issue down there?
No, it's sometimes it's a whole new level down in Miami. So
really?
Yeah, this will be a big test for Jesuit.
But it's at home, isn't it?
It is, yes.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.